I want to be their leader number when the saints go marching in.
When the saints marching in. When the saints go marching in. I want to be their leader number when the saints go marching in. Marching in.
That he did for me. soul. Everybody in the house, clap your hands to the Jesus. He set me free. Oh, oh.
And sing this song loud and clear. Sing it from the bottom of your spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So beneath the holy hands, we all your name, you will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anyone. Almighty God, that is your, you are the Lord.
You are the Lord. Hey, that is your name. Hallelujah. You will never share your glory with anyone.
Hallelujah.
You will never share your glory with anybody.
Hallelujah.
Almighty God, that is your name.
You are the Lord. I'm not going to be able to do that. the blood of Jesus. My life has been, I've been to Calvary.
I've been to Calvary.
I've been to Calvary.
I gave my hands in the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
I've been the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My life has been better.
My life has been better.
My life has been better.
Onisha, 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 Onisha,
Onisha, Onisha, Onisha, Onisha, Onisha, Onisha, Onisha, Onisha, Onisha, Onisha,
Onisha, Onisha, Onisha, Onisha, Onisha,
Onisha, Onisha, Onisha, Onisha, Onisha,
you are picking the work, but I'm perfect the work. You are picking the work in my life, but I'm perfect the work. You are picking the work.
You are picking the work, but I'm perfect the work.
For your loving kindness.
We say we thank you.
Father, we thank you.
Baba dupe lowo yin.
For your grace which is mighty and strong.
Ori opo yin to lagbara to si pore koja.
Father, we thank you.
Baba dupe lowo yin.
Because you have never failed, you will never fail.
Nitori pe o kuno ri be e ku yo kuno.
Father, we thank you.
Baba dupe lowo yin.
For your shelter in the time of storm.
Nitori pe eni bi saji wa nigba isoro.
Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus.
Ma opo e wa ni oruko Jesus.
Father, open our understanding this morning.
Baba si oye wa ni owuro yi.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
E seun baba woru.
There is a song I want you to sing.
Ori ko wa ti mo fe ke ko.
Sing it just 7 times.
Eko ni igba meje.
Don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours.
E ma je ki ohun en keni bo ti yin mole.
It's a song, it's a prayer, it's a proclamation, it's a declaration.
Ori ni ase ni adura ni ikede si ni pelu.
Make sure your voice is the loudest.
E ri daju pe ohun yin lo lo soke ju.
Let me sing it once. Then you sing 7 times. Any disaster fashion against me and my family. Any disaster fashion against me and my family. Any disaster fashion against me and my family. Any disaster fashion against me and my family.
Against me, I'm a family. Papaya,
just stop
against me. I'm
Praise the Lord.
And you do a logo.
Praise the living Jesus.
And you just allow your logo.
On our school on Sunday today.
We continue
our teachings on decoding the prayers.
Our matters. Why do you need any kowa nipa tishe atupale and wadura no?
We've done part one.
Atishe akbaki
decoding the prayer.
Titu and wadura no.
For those of us who were here on that day, for
what our name ni ojo yi,
may I please ask you a question?
What
prayer point did you decode on that day?
Kini koko adura ta se atupala re ni ojo yi.
I can't hear you.
You boy.
Your voice is not loud enough.
Oh, you lo soke tu.
Can you make it personal?
Today
we are taking another prayer point.
Loni, awon ma mu koko adura miran.
Decoding the prayers.
Titu awon adura na pale.
And the prayer point we're taking today.
Koko adura ti awon ma menu kan loni.
To explain.
Because
you know there are prayers and there are prayers.
Nítorí pé àdúrà wà, àdúrà sì tún wà.
A prayer can take charge of 2,000 prayer points.
Kókó àdúrà kan ó lè mójútó ẹgbẹ̀rún méjì àdúrà.
All the sisters who are here this morning.
Kókó àwọn arábìnrin tó wà ní ìní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Can you clear your throat?
Ẹjọ́ ẹ já ọ̀fun yín.
Aha. Can you say this after me? Anyone around you? Sisters.
Ẹ̀yin arábìnrin.
Say the enemy.
Otano
shall die in my place.
Yoku ni pomi.
Can I hear the sister shouting it three times? Yes.
Then.
Yes. Brothers, can I hear you shouting that one too? I want to try and explain that to you. And why we pray prayers like that and prayers having to do with back to the sender. A lot of people who are completely ignorant about spiritual warfare criticize prayers.
But we do not
argue with people. We do not argue with them. If you like, pray it. If you don't like, don't pray it. Anything you pray, anyway, at the end of the day, God will decide which one he wants to answer. So if you like, pray. If you don't like, don't pray. But for prayers to be accurate, it has to be specific. Someone in the Bible prayed an unspecific prayer. Jesus had to make him to specify what he wanted. It was blind Bartimaeus. He cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And when Jesus said, bring him. To the shock of everyone.
See,
the first question Jesus asked
him,
what do you want me to do for you? Why did he ask him that question? Because the man was asking for mercy. And there are
plenty of masses you can show to a blind man. It is possible a blind man may not even want to be healed. It has happened before. And I've shared with some people here before. There was a crusade at Tafabalewa Square. The final day of that crusade, the
Lord
of God was doing mighty things inside that crusade. The last day of the crusades, a blind man was at the gates of Tapa Balewa Square begging for alms. And an overzealous brother went by the gate.
No,
saw the blind man.
Same
as a man. God is healing people inside the place.
We
are begging for hands here. He laid hands on his head.
He
said, receive your sight in the name of Jesus. And the eyes popped open. Everybody was jumping up.
Those
who were coming for the crusades,
they
were happy, they were rejoicing. But the blind man was crying. You see now. You see what you have done.
Who
asked you to open this
eye
now? Do you know how much money I make here? So Jesus had to ask him, what do you want me to do for you? That is make your prayer specific. And I said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. I said, thy faith had made you. So prayers have to be accurate and specific. The prayer, the enemy shall die in my place. It's a prayer walking on two legs. Let me take the first leg.
Then
I go to the second leg. First leg is based on scripture. Which says in Job chapter 4, we're going to open plenty of scripture. Job chapter 4, verse 8. Job 4:8. It is good to write and to take notes and to look at it. So that those outsiders who ask questions, why are you praying this kind of prayer? Why are you praying this kind of prayer? You should be able to sit them down and explain. Job chapter 4 verse 8. Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity, I
want to say it to let a share
and so wickedness.
He wants in front, he rook me wa buburu.
They reap the same.
Once a car is sore, no,
they reap the same.
Once a car is sore, no,
in Psalm 54,
you read after the carnal lady, our daughter,
verse 5.
S. Carnal
Psalm 54,
read after the carnal lady, our daughter,
verse 5.
Psalm 54:5.
He shall reward evil unto my enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. That is scripture. I hope you are following me.
This
is leg number one that is standing on. In Proverbs 26 now. Proverbs 26:27. Whoso diggeth a pit,
anykeni ti o ba wa ihu,
shall fall therein.
Yo shubu sinu re.
You were not the one that dig the pit.
They
were the ones that dig the pit. The Bible says they shall do what? Shall fall there. And he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him.
That's the stand of scripture.
Ibiti we modro sire.
I hope you are following me.
Igbagbo mi ni pe nba mi ka lo.
We have not finished.
A o ti setan.
In Psalm 70,
ni ori Dafidi adorin.
Verse 2-3.
Ese keji si keta.
Psalm 70.
Ori Dafidi adorin.
Verse 2-3.
Ese keji si keta.
Says this.
Owi bayi.
Let them be ashamed.
Ki oju ki o ti
awon confounded.
Ti nwo okan mi ki
sick after my soul. Let them be turned backward.
Ki won ki o si pada seyin.
And put them to confusion.
Ki a si damu.
That desire my heart.
Awon ti nwa ifarapa mi.
Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame.
Ki a pa won leyin da fun ere itiju. Awon ti wi pe ah.
Turn back again to the book of Psalms.
Psalm
109. Verse
17.
Psalm 109.
Verse 17.
As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with ragged garments, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil unto his bones. Let it be unto him as a garment which covereth him, and
I
regard you wherewith is gathered continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries. From the Lord. I did not write these scriptures. In the same Psalm 35, verse 8. Psalm 35, verse 8. Let destruction come upon him unawares. Let his net that he had eat catch himself into that very destruction, let him fall. That's scripture. Psalm 9, verse 15. Psalm 9, verse 15. The heathen has sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hid, is their own foot taken. Is their own foot taken. Now go right back to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 4.
When Nehemiah read, Kenny.
Verse 4. Nehemiah. You find Nehemiah before Job in your Bible?
When Nehemiah, she was with Job, you know, people.
Nehemiah chapter 4.
When Nehemiah read, Kenny.
Verse 4.
Kenny.
Hear,
Bo,
O our God.
O Lord, wa,
for we are despised.
Nitori awa die ni egun.
And turn their reproach upon their own head.
Ki iwo ki o si de gan won le ori ara won.
And give them for a prey in the land of captivity.
Ki o si fun won fun ikogun ni ile igbegun.
This is scripture.
Iwe mimo leleyi.
Now in Revelation chapter 13,
nisin ninu iwe ifin ori ketala,
verse 10.
Ese kewa.
Revelation 13:10.
Iwe ifin ori ketala ese kewa.
If you are there, say yes.
About she,
he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity.
He
that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the
saints.
So the first leg on which that prayer is standing is all the scriptures that I've read. The conviction that God will not permit his children to suffer without vindication. He has said, touch not my anointed. And do my prophets no harm. The conviction that he who sows the wind must reap the wild wind. This is a cause and effect. Whatever a person does spiritually and physically,
it's
a cause, that's an effect.
Only at two button.
This is a principle of divine protection for God's children. We call it the law of boomerang. The law of boomerang. A boomerang is a weapon. A boomerang is a weapon that they throw by hand. And if it misses the target, it comes back to the man who threw it. When you send arrows back to the sender, you are not the originator of the arrow, but you are merely sending it back to the originator. God chooses which prayer to answer. If God decides to take that arrow and return it to the sender, then you are praying the correct prayer. If you send a letter without an address, the letter will be returned to you, the sender. The truth is that if we do not take our own sword and start fighting, the enemy will deal with us. Then, after they have dealt with us, they will now repent and surrender their lives. Meanwhile, they have wasted the person. When arrows go back to the senders, in my own experience as a minister, that has led to more conversion of the wicked people. Conversion. They surrendered their life to God when they saw that their weapon backfire. It has more converts than we preaching to them. When their arrows go back, they wonder, where is this power coming from? I'm praying for somebody here today. Every weapon formed against your life shall backfire
today.
A brother entered a bus. He did not know that he had entered the bus of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. It was in the cap, this garage, car park.
In the garage, it's here on Wakero Manwa.
Where they're shouting Onicha, they're shouting Ibadan, they're shouting all kinds of
things. They were shouting Pariwo Onicha, Ibadan, and Bibi Kibito Banlo.
So he entered the bus.
Oh, what in Wakoyi?
He sat at the back.
Oh, Joku saying.
But a eater of flesh was in that bus. His agenda was at a stage in the journey, the vehicle will somersault. Everybody will die, blood will flow, he will collect the blood and take it to their blood bank, and he will escape without any problem. That was his agenda. This man, this eater of flesh and drinker of blood, he has three cars. He had houses. Yet, because they wanted to drink blood, they entered the vehicle. I'm praying for anyone here. Any vehicle that contains eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood,
yomu to ba
You will not enter in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. He entered. As he sat down, he coughed. Let us pray. And he prayed. Father, I commit this background to your holy hands.
Baba, mo fi oko ile owo mimo re.
I soak the in the blood of Jesus.
Ori eje oko na sinu eje Jesus.
In Jesus name.
Ni oruko Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Both Christians
ati Christian,
Muslims
ati Muslimi.
Everybody in the vehicle.
Gbogbo won to wa ninu oko.
They said amen ami o.
Gbogbo won ba sami o.
When the vehicle got to the designated spot, where it was supposed to turn upside down, to the surprise of the eater of flesh,
he
didn't turn. Just went. He was shocked. He tried the incantation again. He tried again. It didn't work. Was surprised. For 17 years, that was the first time that happened.
That
it was in the vehicle and it didn't crash the vehicle. I pray that those crashers of vehicles will not enter your vehicle. Let that amen roar like thunder. So the bus got to where it was going. And the passengers went down. But the brother still had to take a second bus to where he was going. He took the second bus again. Fortunately or unfortunately, the man entered that bus too. As the passengers filled up and the bus was about to move, there was a cough at the back again. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Baba,
I commit this vehicle unto your holy hands. I soak it in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Everybody in the bus said amen. Apart from this man. Again.
Sibe,
at the designated spot,
ni ibi okan,
where his demons were waiting for him.
See, awon emi aimore nduro de.
Why should turn the vehicle upside down?
Le je ko ko iko wa danu yi.
The vehicle just went.
Oko na tun re koja lo be.
He was shocked.
Ero tun ba.
I know the enemy does not give up in a hurry.
E mo ko ota ki mo mu bo kia kia.
The brother still has to take a third bus.
Okunrin la tun wo oko keta.
Fortunately or unfortunately.
O ba se lo si sa.
The man entered the bus again.
Okunrin tun wo nu oko pelu re.
Again, as the bus filled up,
there
was a cough again
at
the back. At that level, the man turned against him.
He said,
excuse me. This is Nigeria.
Nigeria.
It's a secular nation.
You cannot
impose your religion on all of us here. You don't have to pray. Do you have to pray? If you want to pray, pray inside your heart. He shouted at the brother. Before the brother could even open his mouth, the people in the bus said, this is very simple now. Let him pray his prayer. Then you pray your own. All of us will say amen. What's the problem with that one now? Say, uncle, pray,
Jerry.
And the man prayed again. They got to the designated spot again. No accident. The vehicle went. And that was the final bus stop. When the brother got down, this man began to follow him. At the six, he said, Excuse me, sir.
And
the brother stopped. Say, yes, can I help you?
Say,
who are you? Where am I?
Say,
I'm Brother Samuel. Say, that's not what I'm asking you. Who are you? What kind of power do you have? I've tried to crash the bus 3 times. It did not crash after your prayer. That one answered, I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. The brother was not even aware that anybody wanted to crash his
prayer.
He was just praying his prayers. There, he began to minister to this woman who now surrendered his life to Jesus. But if he had wasted everybody in that bus, that would have been the end of it. This is why I decree that the enemy shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus, a sevenfold
amen.
That is first leg in which that prayer is standing. Second leg is in Proverbs 11:8. This is a scripture I want to beg you. I want to beg you that you should go and memorize it. Memorize it. Proverbs 11:8. Listen to what the Bible is saying. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked comet in his
stead.
An exchange happened. Somebody was meant to perish. Somebody was meant to die. Somebody was meant to be harmed. But the person is righteous. It has been programmed that it must happen to somebody. The righteous is removed from it. Delivered from it. And then they will replace him with the wicked. An exchange. That's the second leg in which that prayer is standing. The first leg is the back to the center leg. The second leg of that prayer is that the righteous is delivered from trouble. The righteous is delivered from destruction. The righteous is delivered from tragedy. And the wicked is used to replace
him. You say,
this looks very wicked.
Though.
How can God allow somebody's life to be used to replace another person's life? That means you have not been reading your Bible.
Tomorrow,
if you
have
been reading it, you will come across it. In Isaiah chapter 43. I'll read from verse 2. For the sake of those who want to claim it. It's not where I'm going, but for the sake of those who want to claim it. Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shall not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Verse 4. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, will I give men for thee,
emi o fi eniyan rọpo re,
and people for thy life,
ati eniyan dipo emi re.
That it is clear scripture.
Iwe mo to jagara lele,
very clear scripture.
Iwe mo to ye ni yekeni.
Is the law of substitution.
O je ofin if paron kan fifin kan paron kan.
The law, this prayer is resting on two laws. One, the law of the boomerang, and then the law of divine substitution.
Adura e o do lori ofin meji ofin kin kan ta pada ofin keji lati fin kan paron.
Today I declare upon someone
lone mo pa lase sori eniyan kan
that the wickedness targeted against you must die.
Say
in the name of Jesus. Sometimes when the mountain of fire will say fall down and die, people say, what kind of prayer is this?
It's because
they do not understand the meaning of the word death. Death. Death has several meanings. That can mean to stop living. That can mean to lose force. That can mean to stop walking. That can mean to expire. That can mean to pass away. That can mean to collapse. That can mean to cease. That can mean to fade away. That can mean to disappear. That can mean to finish. So if you have a car now, and you go to a mechanic,
and
the mechanic says,
Oga,
the engine of this vehicle don't die. What is telling you? That engine is no longer functional. That can mean to eradicate. When they say cultism is dead in the university, it means it has been eradicated. That can mean termination of functions. That can mean to dissolve. That can mean to come to an end. If you say my poverty died, it means that you can no longer be poor. Say the cancer died,
it
means the cancer will not rise again. Say his anger died,
it
means that he's no longer getting angry now. That can mean to cease functioning. That can mean that something is ending in failure. When they say the proposal died, it means that nobody considered the proposal. It didn't go beyond the paper. God told Adam,
said,
that tree of knowledge and good of good and evil, the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt die. Adam ate it.
Adam
Eve ate it. And after eating it, they still lived for 930 years. So the death God was talking about is different.
He's
talking about spiritual death. The Bible says, he that giveth herself to pleasure is dead while he's yet living. So by definition, death does not necessarily mean that life has passed away. It also means inability to perform functions. Of course, we know that spirits do not die. Anybody who studies the Bible, who went to, even if you don't go to Bible college, spirits do not die. But when you stop a spirit from carrying out its functions,
it's
dead. It may be alive in other people's body,
laaye ninu aye abi ninu agwa ara
omo elomi comes to your place
but to ba di odo re
functionless dead
ko le se ise re mo o ti doku niyan
and we do not pray against human beings
be a ki gbadura lodi si awon eniyan
if you pray against human beings it's witchcraft prayers
e ba gbadura lodi si awon eniyan adura je leleyi
we pray against spirits
aman gbadura lodi si awon emi ni
strongholds
awon ibi giga
evil powers
awon agbara okunkun
altars
awon pepe
evil gates
awon enu na ebi
and wickedness
ati ise ika gbogbo
that's what we pray against
awon nkan ta man gbadura lodi si
awon eniyan so for those who don't understand the meaning of the word die
tori na fun awon ti itumo ta pe ni iku oye
that's what it means
o to tumo si leleyi
Jesus prayed that kind of prayer stylishly
Jesus na fi ogbon inu o fi gbadura yi
but the demons begged him
begged
him. Say, please, don't send us to the abyss. Because once they get to that place, they are bound forever to judgment.
So
that will be their death.
Nibe ni iku won yo ti wa
Jesus has sent them there. That's their death.
Si Jesus ba ron lo sibe iku won niyan.
So they beg.
Nipa bayi won bebe.
Don't send us to that place.
Ma ron wa lo sibe.
Don't send us to that place.
Ma ron wa lo sibe.
I want you to understand
that
we are in a war.
Whether
you believe it or not, life is war. And the greatest tragedy is to be defeated from the cradle to the grave.
Let
the sleeping dogs lie. Let the sleeping dogs lie. Let the sleeping dogs lie. It's not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus actually went about waking up the sleeping dogs and disgracing them. In life, in the battle of life, you either come out as a winner or you come out as a loser. The enemy will not measure your length on the ground. You don't understand the prayer. Look at your amen. The enemy will not measure your length on the ground. The enemy will not put mud in your mouth. The enemy will not measure your length on the ground. The enemy will not put mud in your mouth. In the name of Jesus. So the law of substitution comes to play when tragedy, destruction, death is targeted against the righteous. And God organizes a substitution. There are many examples in Scripture. Haman died in the place of Mordecai. Your enemies shall die in your place. Those who arranged for Daniel to fall into the lion's den, they were the one eaten by the lions. Your enemies shall die in your place. Those who threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace, they died in their place. Your enemy shall die in your place. The Red Sea that was supposed to become a watery grave for the Israelites, God used the Egyptians to replace them. Your enemies shall die in your place. The sword that Goliath carried, and he said, "I will cut off your head." The sword he carried against David was the same sword that cut off his own head. Your enemies shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus. I had a colleague.
The
wife is a very prayerful woman. She was coming from outside Lagos. Coming from outside Lagos. She was in this luxurious bus.
When
the bus was approaching Lagos, some people were saying, driver, stop. We want to ease ourselves. Driver, stop. We want to ease ourselves. So people got down from the bus to ease themselves. Madam was sitting at the front. Behind the driver.
But
by the time passengers stopped easing themselves and they entered into the vehicle, somebody has taken Madame's seat. So she should have said, excuse me. This is my seat.
You
are sitting at the back. What are you doing here? So
Madame,
we are almost in Lagos. Go and sit anywhere. This is why I want to sit. I need to get down on time. So she wanted to cause trouble with him. But she had this Holy Spirit.
So,
daughter,
your mom,
go and sit at the back.
Joko saying,
and she went to the back and sat.
Oba lo, lo joko saying,
it wasn't 5 minutes.
Oto iseju marun
when a trailer lost control.
Nipa ti oko ajagbe kan to padanu ijanu re
and ran straight to that where Madame was sitting.
Oba lo tara si bi ti obirin joko si.
This person who took Madame's seat.
Obirin to fi pa gba yi obirin, okun to fi pa gba yi obirin yi.
That is not the way to describe him.
Iku gan a le lo lati fi se apejuwe re.
Perish.
Because
you could not even know whether it was a human being again or not.
Nitori pe ko se se fun lati wa mo boye iyan ni tabi iyan ko.
It was then Madame understood.
Nipa na ni oye wa ye obirin yi.
Proverbs 11:8.
We owe ori kokonla ese kejo.
The righteous is delivered out of trouble.
Pe agba olododo kuro ninu iyonu.
And the wicked is put in his stead.
As fi eniyan buburu dipo re.
It is this kind of prayer.
Iru adura yi
that works against the spirit of Haman.
No man, no she said to see a Hamani.
Haman wanted all the Israelites to die.
Haman in fact he bought one more Israel to
but he died in their place. What is the spirit of Haman?
The
spirit of Haman is the spirit of family destruction. The spirit of untimely death. The Terminator spirit. The sadist spirit. The highly connected evil powers. Career killers.
I want to buy certain person money law.
Destiny abortors.
I want to share on you and your mom.
Evil reporters.
I want to fish.
The demoting powers.
I want paraton renisile.
The merciless destroyers.
I want paninutu near noninu.
The grave digging powers.
I want paraton wallet dino.
The children killers.
I want to power money.
These are the spirits of Haman.
A ye near one a mere money.
This kind of prayer allows you to take back your circumstances from the arms of the enemy. It allows you to revoke all the ground you have given to the enemy. It allows you to make claim of the victory Jesus won for you on
Calvary.
This is the meaning of the
prayer.
My enemies shall die in my place. Rise to your feet now. And all eyes closed. We are not here to joke or to play. It's a very, very serious matter. And with your voice roaring like fire and like thunder, you are going to start praying this kind of prayers that some have not prayed for a long time. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. Right there where you are. You say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Just raise up your right hand where you are.
And
say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
me. You said that chapter with us.
Yeah, back bad. Rura kukuru ipe luwa.
Immediately we close.
Diketit abak barisi. Eje karira.
Now.
Nisin.
Every man or woman.
Bobo kunin tabi obirin.
You are on your own now.
Ayara in lewa. Nisin.
If you love your destiny.
Teba feron an yon moyin.
It is time to be aggressive.
O tu akoko lati ni ipa ninu
bayi. As from the days of John the Baptist.
Lati igbaye Johan Onitebomi.
Until now.
Titi o fi di isisiyin.
The kingdom of heaven suffered violence.
Ni ijobo orun di afaparawo.
And the violent ticketed by force.
Awon alagba nisin fi pa gba.
That sickness in your body is not there to play with you.
Aisan to wa ninu ago ara re ko wa bo sere.
That attack in the dream, they are not there to play.
Igbogun ti loju alayi ere kono wa se.
They have an agenda.
Won din to.
If you don't kill the sickness may kill you. If you don't kill the attackers may kill you. This is why in boiling anger, you will declare this prayer 7 hot times. Then you will add in the name of Jesus at the end of it. Declare it with violence and with power. My enemies shall die in my place. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Number 6. Number 7. Do it again! Aha! Silence. Silence. Please don't say anything now. Just focus your attention on Jesus. As I begin to address certain issues here, please just focus your attention on Jesus. Don't talk, don't say anything until I ask you to talk. Father,
Baba,
I stand there as your servant. I decree against anything at all that witchcraft has planted into anybody's spirit, body, soul. With the intention of using that thing as a ladder to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I address every token of darkness. I address every cowry in the body. I address every material from the water in anybody's body. I address every arrow of witchcraft in anybody's. I address any food that anyone has eaten from the table of darkness. I address any tree that you have not planted that is growing in anybody's life.
Makapota,
Rimo, Narimo, La Rapoteke, Abo Shente, Bapote, Akapote, Satende,
Rimo,
Likatende, Kasamole, Rio, Polimo, Kasasi, Alarabakashi. Wherever those things are hiding, let there be a volcanic eruption of the power of God into the body of social people. So that these instruments of darkness will manifest and depart. We manifest and depart. In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Any agent of death.
gbogbo ojise iku ohun ipoku
planted inside anyone
topin sinu aye eniyohun.
Your time is up.
Akoko re to,
you have been there for years.
O pe to ti wa nibe,
but today is the expiry date.
But loni lo pin debo,
in the name which is above all names,
ni oruko to ju gbogbo oruko
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ.
Every agent of death in the body,
gbogbo iko iku ninu ago ara,
die in the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesus.
With only violence and hatred,
pẹlu ikora ati ikorira mimo,
in a reckless violent way,
ati pa ti o bikita,
shout this thing loud and clear,
e ki pele lohun to jagara,
say poison of darkness,
majele okunkun
in my body,
ninu ago ara,
can I hear you shouting this loud,
e ki pele yi.
This voice is not loud enough.
Oh, will you not suck it go?
Backfire!
Oh,
in the name of Jesus.
In your name of Jesus.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
That's right.
Odabe.
There is no negotiation.
Go see, do not dura.
You are not going to negotiate. No,
they do not dura, Aramo.
You can't negotiate.
How they do not dura.
The effect
rabo
of any evil hand laid on anyone's head as a charge that is now affecting you as an adult, I clear it by the blood of Jesus. I clear it by the blood of Jesus.
Ben,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Before we continue with the prayers, please quickly bring out your tithes and your offering for this meeting. Bring out your special tithes and offering for this meeting. Father, we thank you for the tithes and the offering.
A
good measure present falling over. Let it be our lot in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon our destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. As the ushers are going about, we listen to the ministration of the gospel choir. Rise to our feet, please. Right there where you are, just take any song of praises in your mouth now and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of Jesus. Sevenfold now, you will pray this prayer. When you pray the prayer sevenfold, then you shout the name of Jesus also sevenfold
abide.
And don't joke with it at all. Can you shout this loud and clear? Powers that hate my existence shall die in my place. Let's go. Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. In the name of Jesus. Aha. The Lord blesses you from Zion.
Oluwa yoo bu fun lati
so. Make his face to shine upon you.
Amukoju re mole si
lara. And be gracious unto you.
Asi saadu fun yin.
I laminate you and your family with the blood of Jesus.
Every
prayer request, O Lord, answer them by fire. It is well with you. You go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. No weapon formed against your life or your destiny shall prosper. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Seven victorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.